to hear the music in the sanctuary, to see a room full of people again. It is really good. It's hard for me to believe as this is beginning my 22nd year here with you, and it doesn't feel like that at all. It's just amazing how the time kind of goes by with all of that. Well, now we will move to the part of the service I started to introduce a minute ago when I realized I was in the wrong place. As you came in today, you were asked to bring the water that represented or was actually or represented the place that you had traveled through this summer and that was put in the bowl at the back end, was brought to the front during our opening hymn. This means we're trying to do this a little bit differently this summer, this year, with our water service. This came out of some conversations with our worship associates people. So what we're going to do, and I'm going to invite you into some conversation with those near you in just a moment. But here's what we'd like for you to, I'll give you the logistics on that in just a minute. Here's what we'd like to do this year. We're talking about, we hope that the journeys that you took this summer were more than just journeys to a geographical location. They certainly were that. But we hope that they were also something you did, a place you were, that gave some special, extra special meaning to you. Journey of the Spirit as well as a journey of geography. And that's what this little picture is about that I shared with the children a little earlier. The other thing that took place kind of echoes what Chris was talking about. The gathering that we had this year was on the 100th anniversary of the birth of my father. He was born in 1909. He passed away some time ago. And so it was a very affirmative kind of a time for all of our family to be together and to think about and remember his life and his legacy. And part of what's going on in here, in addition to what I shared earlier with the boys and the girls, in a way, this is my 8-year-old great-nephew. And part of this trip, it was a trip down the river, which we had a lot of fun, but it was also kind of a way of, he's a fairly recent arrival to the family by way of a marriage. And so it was also a way of bringing him into that family heritage, that family circle, sharing with him some of those family stories and making him also feel like he was a part of a greater story and a greater narrative. And even at 8 years old, I think kids can understand that. And that's why this was not just a trip down a river, as fun as it was. It was also a journey of the spirit as well. And that's what we'd like you to take the next few minutes to share with those around you. Why the water you brought this morning, you didn't bring any, that's okay too. What happened this summer that was a journey of spirit for you as well as a journey of geography? And we're going to just kind of let you work on the logistics that people in maybe the first couple pews can turn around and talk to those who are behind them. Just kind of, you don't move around, just kind of turn around and find people who are within earshot of you. And you guys should not quite form your own group. And we're going to let you talk for about 4 or 5 minutes just on that subject, why that was a journey of the Spirit. And then when it looks like you got about a minute to go, I'm going to ring this gong. I'm going to ring it the second time. Bring your focus back here. And then those of you who would like, our worship associates will be here with their microphones. And they're just going to move up the aisles. And those of you who would like to take no more than 30 seconds, given the size of our crowd this morning here, which is wonderful, just say a little bit about it. Those of you who would like, one representative per family. If you're just the only one person, you're a family of one. Take just about a half a minute, if you'd like, to say why your trip this summer was a journey of the Spirit, with the idea that you can continue those conversations in the coffee hour when we're done. So let's give that a try. People in the first row here, if you just want to talk to the ones in the second, just kind of go back. Just stand up in four little clusters within your pews and talk for a few minutes. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Well, that was pretty energetic. Wow. Well, like I said, I hope you'll consider that an invitation to further conversation when we move into the coffee hour. We're going to take a few minutes now for those of you who would like. And I need to emphasize, we need you to do the Cliff Notes version of this for right now, with the idea that you can talk a little more when you did. So if who's Anya and Kathy, they're my worship associates, people for down here. John Sanders is in the balcony. Come on down, guys. So just one person per family. As Kathy and Anya go up the aisle there, if you'd like to take just about a half a minute to say why your travels this summer was a journey of spirit, feel free to do so. All right, great, thank you. Okay, thank you. Why don't we continue these conversations in coffee hour? This is really wonderful to see so many places, so many of you have been, and how it all comes back to a place that means a lot to so many of us.